This is Colorado Public Radio. I'm Mike Lamp. Catherine Bigelow's new film, Zero Dark Thirty, about the killing of Osama bin Laden, has drawn plenty of praise on the coasts. Colorado Public Radio film critic Howie Moshevitz says it might be good to think about why.
Zero Dark Thirty begins in melodrama and ends in murder and vengeance, with a hint of what may be regret but maybe not. When the movie ends, it's hard to know just where you've been. At the start, while the screen's still dark, there's a medley of sounds from September 11, 2001. Air traffic controllers, police and fire units, a 911 operator trying to help a woman alone and trapped in the World Trade Center. This is melodrama, emotionally charged accounts of the suffering of innocent people. It grabs your heart and memory and sets you up for what follows, the torture of a prisoner by an American CIA operative. One of the charges against Zero Dark Thirty is that it claims falsely that torture produces good information. Many deny that it does. But to my mind, this movie agrees that torture is effective. As the waterboarding and beating continue, a lone woman stands in the room. She averts her eyes. She looks uncomfortable and embarrassed. Soon, though, she'll be able to watch such events. And in fact, she'll supervise torture. She's Maya, Jessica Chastain, and she's the woman at the CIA who tracked Osama bin Laden for years, found him, and persuaded her superiors at the agency, the military, and the president to send in the helicopters and the Navy SEALs who killed bin Laden. So Zero Dark Thirty's a procedural. It chronicles the process that led to the raid on the compound where bin Laden was hiding at the end of his life. The movie's also a spy thriller, an action film, and a revenge story. Director Catherine Bigelow, who began her adult life as a painter, as a filmmaker, loves men in action, and more precisely, men fighting. In many of her pictures, Bigelow sees the world as a brutal place, and Zero Dark Thirty's a brutal movie. Not much feeling penetrates the characters, and the locations range from dank secret prisons and torture cells to the sterile cubicles of CIA headquarters to rough, unpopulated deserts and mountain terrains of Afghanistan and Pakistan. The surface can be fascinating because it's what Maya and others stare at and learn to read. They note tiny changes in movements caught by satellite images. They watch and wait and piece together bits of what they see until they make the connections that lead to bin Laden. But the film offers nothing but surface. The how of this operation and the catalog of details and strategies have an intoxicating effect. At the same time, the sterility of setting and action leads to a sterile movie. Once the film ends, it has almost no lingering effect. It's just over. There's no curiosity about any of these people, no nuance of feeling. Who is this Maya? Why has she no life outside the CIA? What in her psychology drives her to track down Osama bin Laden? What changed in her that she overcomes her squeamishness about torture? What kind of person directs others to torture but doesn't do it herself? Catherine Bigelow's description of these events is dry and unrevealing, like military language. The film has a shimmering visual brilliance. I can't think of another filmmaker who understands so well how to alternate long shots and close-ups. Bigelow has a visceral sense for color and shape, and no shot change feels arbitrary. It always keeps you glued to the sight on screen. In surveillance sequences, shot changes make you feel how the watcher moves to get another view. In some ways, Zero Dark Thirty is thrilling to watch, but the movie stays blank on the fierce and crucial questions about people and the morality of what they do. I'm Howie Moshevitz.
Colorado Public Radio film critic Howie Moshevitz is director of film education at the University of Colorado Denver's College of Arts and Media.